Well, it's been a difficult week for many people in Pittsburgh. Rich Fitzgerald is county executive for Allegheny County and a lifelong Pittsburgh resident. I spoke with him earlier today and asked how the city was coping at the end of this week.
Well, we're struggling. It's a very difficult time in Pittsburgh and certainly a very difficult time in Squirrel Hill and in the Jewish community. One silver lining, I would say, is how people have come together within the community and the support across the, not just the city, but all over Western Pennsylvania and quite frankly throughout the country has been heartwarming. Multi-faiths, and if you know Squirrel Hill, and I know a lot of people have been reading about and seeing about how Squirrel Hill is a special community. Mm-hmm. It is a community of many different faiths, the Jewish community, the Christian community, the Muslim community, Hindus, non-believers, Unitarians, people of all faiths who come together, work together, play together, celebrate together. It's just a very, very special community.
You're a resident of Squirrel Hill yourself, right?
I am. I live in the shadow, basically, of the Tree of Life, right around the corner. I'm a Roman Catholic myself, but I've been to Tree of Life many, many times for bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs. I've raised my 8 children here. Tree of Life Synagogue is a major institution in the neighborhood.
What do you think about the fact that for so many people around the country, they're now learning about Squirrel Hill and that the neighborhood will probably forever be associated in part with this tragedy?
Yeah, I'm sure for people around the country, they will. People in Pittsburgh have a different take. Pittsburgh's a major city, but in many ways, we're a small town. We all know each other. We're all connected. Squirrel Hill is the biggest neighborhood in the city of Pittsburgh, and it's also a very small town. We all know each other. When these names were going to be released on Sunday morning, all of us knew we were going to know many of the folks in there. We're burying the last funeral today of Rose Malinger, and most of us know the Malinger family, not just Rose, but her son and her sons and daughters, her grandchildren. They're part of the community through multi-generations. And they're the kind of folks that is emblematic of really what Squirrel Hill is about and has been about for many, many years.
President Trump visited Pittsburgh earlier this week. He didn't make any public statements, but there were protests around his visit. Some people thought he should have stayed away. Do you think the president's visit helped or hurt at all?
Well, I think in many ways it didn't affect that we thought it would. And I think most of us, this is really a time that was, again, about the community coming together and putting that aside. So, while there were, protests and a visit, I think the central focus has still been on these 11 victims, their families, and the community trying to heal.
The suspect in the shooting faced a 44-count indictment in court yesterday that includes charges of hate crimes. He could face the death penalty. Does it give you any comfort that the alleged shooter appears to be getting the full force of the law?
Well, no. I mean, it's not going to bring those victims back. It's not going to change the way things are. Obviously, justice needs to be meted out and need to be done. But I don't think, again, that's probably not been the focus of what most people been thinking about this week and trying to wrap their arms around. A lot of people are going to want to be together. They're going to want to go to their place of worship, be with other folks, and just kind of hold on to each other.
So as this week comes to an end, and while the nation's attention is still on Pittsburgh, what do you want people to know?
Well, I guess what people have seen as the national media starts to fade away from the city, and that this is a special place, and we did hear that from out of towners who came in and out, a lot of national media who came in, and almost couldn't believe that's what Squirrel Hill is like. Is this for real? Do people really all know each other and all care about each other and all, people walk up and hang out at the coffee shop? It is. It really is that kind of a neighborhood. Where people walk to the JCC, walk to the Little League field, and It's just a wonderful neighborhood of community, of people together. It's a special community. I've lived here for 35 years. I've raised my family. My wife and I just love this community. And, you know, unfortunately, it took, in many ways, this type of notoriety to, you know, show the rest of the country and the rest of the world what a special place it is.
You're on your way to the funeral for Rose Malinger, 97 years old, I believe. What are you going to say to the Malinger family?
Well, I got to see Alan and Andrew, Alan being Rose's son and Andrew being her grandson the other day. You just reach out and comfort them and hug them and just tell them what a special, special woman their mother and their grandmother was, and really what a special family that she created. You know, her legacy of children and grandchildren who are, you know, good people and people who serve the community and are part of the fabric of Pittsburgh. And you know, in many ways, that is what Pittsburgh is about. So I'm sure today, as the family, you know, relive some remembrances of their mother and their grandmother, you know, it'll be a celebration of her life and the great work that she was able to do. And the unfortunate part of it is, you know, these are 11 innocent people who on a Saturday morning went to worship, went to pray for their families, for their communities, and were met with an unspeakable horror.
That's Allegheny County Executive Ritz Fitzgerald in Pittsburgh. Thank you so much, and again, our condolences.
Thank you. Appreciate your wishes. Thank you.